Imagine being at your local bar and seeing Jack Kerouac, Ella Fitzgerald, or Frank Sinatra. That was the scene in the heyday of Denver's El Chapultepec, which closed earlier this month after 87 years. From Colorado Public Radio, reporter Monica Castillo has this appreciation.
Follow the glow of an old weathered sign with a three-pronged cactus in downtown Denver. Below the sign is a short brick building with small windows. It might not look like much, but El Chapultepec once welcomed legends, locals, and visitors alike to its packed jazz shows. Carlos Lando, the general manager of jazz station KUVO, remembers the venue affectionately known as the Peck.
When you saw the cantina sign, that's where the action was. That's where jazz was.
The Peck began its life as a Mexican restaurant in the 1930s. In the 60s, new owner Jerry Krantz began hosting the occasional jazz night. Eventually, those jazz nights turned into jazz every night, for free.
If you had enough money to buy a beer and you wanted to enjoy some music, you were welcome. And you'd be in there rubbing elbows with the mayor, with a senator, with a famous musician, or a famous celebrity, movie star, whatever. This was the place where everybody came to kind of let their hair down and unwind.
It was where musicians like Wynton Marsalis would take his trumpet after a concert at the Denver Center for the Performing Arts. It was where touring saxophonist Red Holloway could jam with local musicians. There was also a house band, and regulars like saxophone player Freddie Rodriguez Sr. He played the Peck's tiny stage for roughly 40 years until he died, complications from COVID-19 in March. Denver Post jazz critic Brett Saunders visited the Peck since the 90s.
There are clubs in the country, without naming any names, but let's just say a club in New York where you would have to pay a big fee up front, you'd have to stay for dinner, and there would be a minimum on drinks. After the first set, you're out of there because they have to clear the room for the next round of paying customers. At El Chapultepec, everyone was welcome.
The Peck's heyday lasted from the 60s to the 90s. Then, the Colorado Rockies built Coors Field Baseball Stadium. Standing in front of the Peck, Krantz's daughter and co-owner of the club, Anna Diaz, says that really hurt business.
Jazz musicians, blues musicians, they shouldn't have to time their sets around the baseball innings and when the crowd's going to get out and be wild. They should be able to play their music and the crowd just be there to enjoy them.
But the Peck carried on through gentrification until the coronavirus. Diaz says that was the coda for the club.
The Peck is not for sale, and the decision is final. There's not going to be a GoFundMe that's going to reverse our choice. So we just want to be clear about that. It's very intimate to us, and we're just ready to close that chapter and keep it with us.
The building and its famous cantina sign remain as historic landmarks. Now, they're a reminder of the jazz hotspot that once was. For NPR News, I'm Monica Castillo.